Dear friends, dear colleagues, first of all, I would like to congratulate all the speakers in this edition of the forum because of the great presentations that you have given. I would like also to thank the whole of the organizing committee, from the city council, regional government, the Europa Delega Tourism Faculty, and also the organizers, because the choice of the topic and the interest for the business sector this forum has meant having an important view of the new challenges we're facing every day. We have drawn interesting conclusions which should be valued jointly between private and the public sector. We believe it is necessary to emphasize in this final ceremony, we should balance the relationship between hotel offer and residential offer in order to maximize the production profits in tourist destinations. Secondly, the growth of emerging tourist destinations in the Eastern Mediterranean is conditioned by the complex geopolitical situation, by the strength contrast, by the lack of definition of their position in the market, and by the weak foreign investment. If the Spanish hotel industry is a world leader in the holiday sector, it is clear that, however, there are no direct investments in the Eastern Mediterranean, not even under low-risk formulae. One of the main reasons is that the local offer in those countries does not guarantee the minimum standards for quality as in Spain. However, these destinations know that tourism is a state issue which presides over the strategic government. Spain will continue to be the leader for the British market, and there is no threat for this privilege. However, this dependence could be also a threat. We should also contemplate expanding towards other markets. 56 million people, considering the number of seats between Britain and Spain, they should generate opportunities to cover the expectations of Spanish hoteliers, but also for an expansion and internationalization of local tourist firms is possible. It is profitable if we plan it carefully, and we have seen examples of entrepreneurs in this city who have successfully developed hotel offers in other markets. And finally, we must be aware that the internet and the new technologies have just started for tourist industries, and they work at a low fast rate. An e-commerce and e-marketing policy which is suitable is a key factor for tourist sector, for tourist destination and hotels. All these conclusions suggest challenges for the future which we should start working on. I can announce that from this forum there are important projects, especially in concerning new technologies and promotion and commercialization in the United Kingdom. Projects in which OSPEC will be present, and also will have the local public administration and the banks here, because they are so involved in the tourist market. I repeat my congratulations to all of this, all those who have made this success possible, and I thank all attendees. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
I give the floor to José Ramón Gisbert, the director of the business branch for Alicante of Bancaja. Regional Minister, Mr. President, and OSPEC, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for your attendance to the forum. Over these 2 days of work, all your presentations have helped us to know the present situation and the keys to continue to lead the market. Thanks to these days of work, many people, many entrepreneurs will be able to apply new measures to benefit their business. We are very close to the tourist sector. We have cooperated with entrepreneurs opening new markets in the certainty that this kind of tourism should not compete with ours. It is a supplement. Tourism in the Valencian region has a long experience, and it is a quality reference which we should continue to project towards the future. We at Bancaja have been very attentive to business development in our region as a basic engine to improve the lifestyle by supporting our customers. Thank you for your attendance, and I repeat my hope that this forum has been fruitful for you, to you all.
Muchas gracias.
Now, Vicente Sala, the president of the Caja de Ahorro del Mediterráneo. Thank you very much. Regional Minister, Lord Mayor of Benidorm, President of Osbeck, Area Director for Bancaja, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for your kind invitation to participate in this forum. The Caja de Ahorros del Mediterráneo has, as one of its main lines of business, promoting the tourist sector, especially in our Costa Blanca and, of course, in Benidorm. The weight of Benidorm as a world reference for tourism is doubtless. This position has been obtained through hard work, effort, entrepreneurial effort, and the enthusiasm of all the social players, public, private, government, sector, everyone. The Caja de Ahorros, the savings bank, as a body committed to social development of the province, wants to contribute and continue to support the evolution of an area so important for our region as tourism. This international forum, which is being closed now, gives us a chance to debate and analyze the proposals for behavior which are most suitable and which we will, and this will help us to face the challenges in the future. We at our savings bank want to express our will to support the sector and encourage debate like this one, which means for our sources, one of our main sources of wealth, it means our support to this sector. Before I finish, I would like to thank also the regional government, the City Council of Benidorm, the Tourism School of Benidorm, and the Miguel Hernández University, the invitation addressed to the CAN to participate in this initiative. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Now we give the floor to the Lord Mayor of the Town Council of Benidorm, Mr. Manuel Pérez Fenoy.
Honorable Consejero.
Regional Minister, members of the panel, members of the City Council, representatives of businesses, and especially all attendants at the forum. Good afternoon to you all. First, I would like to apologize for the delay in the closing session. It's my fault. I was coming from an important opening of a secondary school, and the president of the regional government was there, so I had to be there, and that's why I was a bit late. So first of all, my apologies, and thank you for your patience. Coming to the end of this forum, it is an honor, and I am very happy to see that tourism, our activity in Benidorm, what we are so enthusiastic about, is still important in creating wealth for our city and for so many other villages who are into tourism in the world. Through the presentations, we have been aware of the threat to the sector, the difficulties that can be seen, but also, and this is important, we have also listed a number of solutions in order to keep within the market, to remain attractive and competitive, and able to maintain our leadership. After all, we are going to be able to do what we have always done. We must evolve according to market demands, and we should continue to tailor our product to future demands. This has also been debated here. The solutions which must be implemented are not the same as we incorporated in the past. Now we have other mediums, other channels, other strategies, and other needs. But I think I firmly believe that in Benevol we will also manage to introduce whatever changes necessary. Changes affecting the characteristics of the offer, other changes in the ways we position ourselves in the market, and the way we communicate, in the way we in commercialization and marketing. I want to say clearly that we are aware of the difficulties and the solutions. Benidorm, as a good student, has learned its lesson and will pass the exams successfully towards the next stage. Tourism will be a priority for this town council, and we express our commitment. Two things are clear. One, tourism must preside over all our policies in our city, and also our responsibility should involve all public and private sectors. We should be able to contribute more strategic coordination and more resources. We should allow entrepreneurs to join towards the definition of tourist politics and also the contribution of material resources. This forum, through its analysis and debate, I am sure that it will serve for Benidorm to improve its strategies and face a future which we should not be afraid of if we can manage it. Thank you very much and good afternoon. Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. And finally, to close this closing ceremony, we give the floor to the Honourable Regional Minister for Tourism of the Valencian Regional Government, Milagrosa Martinez. Lord Mayor, President of the Savings Bank, around the area of the Saving Bank, Bancaja Cam. President of the Hoteliers Association, students, hoteliers, good afternoon to you all. It is for me a great pleasure and satisfaction to close down this 11th forum. I would like first to congratulate all participants because of the great level in all the presentations, and also because of your valuable contributions. The topic chosen this year as a central topic for the forum, positioning strategies in the face of emerging tourist resorts, indicates one of our main concerns today. Our main concern is maintaining our levels of competitiveness both at a national and international level. New scenarios to which businesses, destinations, sectors must respond and adapt, and they will be a challenge. We're talking about the appearance of new destinations which each day we are improving their facilities and the quality. We talk about globalization of the tourist market. We are talking about the revolution of new technologies in commercialization of our sector, of the interesting proposals which have been debated, and above all, they are born from this forum. They will contribute towards designing these new actions and policies which will start it so that indeed our region may be prepared to continue to be competitive not only at a domestic but also at an international level. I would like, since we are in Benidorm, in a place which is an example of how things are done, are prepared, and how we should face all the challenges in the sector, a sector which has such a great future like tourism. I would like, as I said, from Benidorm, repeat our commitment by the regional government towards the tourist sector. This commitment is reflected through the 75,766 million euro we have for proposals, challenges, continuing to be competitive so that we can do it. So that we talk about the historic record figures as last year, which I would like to emphasize. I think that the success of these figures is due to hard work, cooperation between administration, regional government, with the sector, with the business sector, because it is the only way you can really be strong, competitive, and prove that things are done well, because and then the results are there. I would like to emphasize the main lines within our regional government addressed towards the promotion and commercialization programs. We're talking about advertising campaigns, we're talking about supports to great events. With this province, next year will host the Volvo Ocean Race, an important event amongst many of the ones which will be held, and we will support. And of course, we are the regional government, are always within this framework of close cooperation. We are cooperating with town councils. In the case of Benidorm, I was telling the Lord Mayor that tomorrow I will raise a proposal to the regional government so that they approve an agreement for cooperation with the city council, so that we can implement the promotion they consider suitable. In this case, both at a domestic and international level, for 120,000 euro. We have an agreement also with the Uzbek, with the Hoteliers Association. We will continue to intensely cooperate. There is also something else that we have today. Now, something we can do in one of the most important markets we have. And we continue along these lines. And within commercialization of new technologies, we will continue to encourage technological platforms. I would like to remind you, for example, at Fitur, for example, at the tourist fair in Madrid, we present a tourist model, which is a new strategy for, and also to finish, I would like to offer again our support and cooperation from the regional government, and invite all players in the sector to submit proposals, any proposals they consider suitable, so that our sector can continue to be competitive, and so that we can all feel proud when we think that we cannot talk about tourism, not only at a national or international scale, without talking about the Valencian region. We are reference, we are leaders, we are a basic component of tourism, and that's been achieved through hard work and efforts. And of course, we are committed by the regional government. We at the regional government are committed to strengthen all these proposals through strategies and to implement them. So I would like to finish by congratulating all the organizers and the people who have participated in this forum, express our thanks again, the city council, the university, and the tourism school, Lope de Vega, and to all of you who have made it possible for this forum to be historically strong forum, once again proving that it is very interesting to talk, to comment, exchange ideas, and draw conclusions, because we're talking about a sector with many changes, and we have to be prepared for those changes. Finally, I would like to thank, of course, the Bancaja Foundation, the Mediterranean Savings Bank, and the Hoteliers Association, Uzbek, their sponsorship, because I am aware, I am I know about their commitment towards the sector. I am thankful for their words because they are very important. It is very important to have their sponsorship. I thank them because this forum has been a success, like all the ones being held. So we are going to start and to prepare the next, we'll ask for next year for all that. Thanks to all of you. And we officially close this 11th forum. Thank you very much.